Floyd Mayweather may be the best boxer in the world. He's 34 years old, undefeated at 41-0, and he's held title belts in 5 different weight divisions. And unlike any other boxer, really any other sports star, he's in total control of his career, both athletically and financially. Mayweather returns to the ring tonight for the first time in 16 months, and he stands to make $40 million. He gets a piece of every t-shirt sold, every hot dog consumed, every pay-per-view purchase on cable. He even hired his opponent, Victor Ortiz, who'll get paid $2 million. No wonder he changed his name from Pretty Boy to Money Mayweather. NPR's Mike Pesca is with me now to explain how this happened. Mike, $40 million just tonight.
Yeah, the sport of boxing is one of the few sports that would allow this to happen, because even in other individual sports, think golf or tennis, the course is very important, the venue is very important. Boxing, they could do it anywhere, and they have, you know, in Philippines and Africa, and it doesn't matter. He's doing it in Las Vegas. So Floyd Mayweather has looked at the situation, used to box for Top Rank like a lot of these guys did, and he said, why do I need any of this? Everyone's coming to see me anyway. I'm like Siegfried and Roy, or I'm like Lance Burton. I'm just a draw in Vegas. I'll pay my guy who I'm going to box. Sure, he'll try hard. And by the way, Victor Ortiz is a tough boxer, but Floyd Mayweather is an excellent boxer. And Mayweather just looked at the scope of boxing, realized there aren't that many matches. The only match people are clamoring to see is actually him versus Manny Pacquiao, and unfortunately that hasn't happened. So he'll fight guys like Victor Ortiz and take his $30 to $40 million. Thank you very much.
And he actually does everything from, like, pay for the promotions to the billboards to the newspaper ads for his own fights, right?
Right. But boxing's this weird niche sport. It has a few fans, not very many fans, but they love it, and they'll pay through the nose to watch a pay-per-view event that might end in, you know, the third round. And 1.5 million people do it, and if they charge over $50, you know, do the math.
Isn't it a little weird, though, that he's actually paying the guy that he's pummeling?
Yeah, except that normally when you hook up with a promoter, the promoter will pay both. But it's pretty well known when there's one really strong fighter that the promoter works for that guy, the strong fighter. And then the other guy is just, you know, someone to beat up on. Every once in a while, the someone to beat up on guy does win. But it's not so different, or it's not, let's put it this way, it's not any less ethical than what boxing has always been like.
Fair enough. I want to ask you one other quick sports-related question before I let you go. Ron Artest of
This Ron Artest person?
Sorry. Meta World Peace.
Ah, there you go.
Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest. That's his new name. Interesting name. Reminds me of a player from the 70s, Rule Be Free, back in the day. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember him, and he was he had an interesting balding pattern in game. But it's not unusual, of course, Muhammad Ali and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the player Bison Dell was once Brian Williams. But the weird thing about Ron Artest, aside from everything, is for years the least peaceful man on earth. You know, he was right in the middle of that Malice in the Palace, the big riot in Detroit. But he has since kind of calmed down a little, and he credits his psychiatrist, and he's kind of gotten a little perspective, but he's also really weird and quirky. So last year he had his uniform number named for the number of weeks that Michael Jackson's Thriller stayed on the charts. So this year he wants to have a different world name, and that's the name he's going with. The only thing I fear is that fans across the NBA are going to be chanting, you know, we hate peace.
That's NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.